We are watchmen, warriors, victors. Together, we will fight the good fight and finish strong. This is David Hebner Live.
Yeah, we are live. So good to be with you guys. We're live with you every Monday evening at 7 and Sunday morning at 11. That's Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. All right, so now you know. I know if you look at the news, you know, look at Hollywood, look at the culture, people have lost their mind. I mean, seriously, if you look at these, and I'm going to call them riots, they're not protests, they're riots all across the United States. And every time, I'm going to use right and left for identification, every time the right says one thing, the left has to say, no, it's not. In other words, nothing's logical anymore. People have lost their mind. You know, I talked about this when I did my interviews with Russ Dizdar back even 5-6 years ago. We talked about program multiples, being in law enforcement, being in politics, being in the culture, entertainment, in the church. He said at that time, there's over 10 million. We're talking about people with programmed personalities, multiple personalities designed to do very bad things. And can we say Charlie Kirk? I don't want to get into that right now. I've got videos on it on David Hebner TV. If you haven't been there, go sign up right now. But have you ever thought about programming in a way that someone doesn't take a small child, doesn't take anyone, and program them, you know, a corporate structure or an individual, programming through pain? That's how it's usually done. Have you ever thought about that maybe it's done even before they're born? And, you know, we talk about, everybody talks about Mark of the Beast, rightfully so. We need to be very, very understanding of that. That's a key focus. But what about another type of foreign entity coming into the body? What about a demonic computer chip? I mean, is that possible? My guest tonight is going to be talking about that. If I can say deliverance, you guys know how I feel about that. I don't believe in deliverance, but delivering people from demons. And he has a ministry. That's what he does. I want to welcome on the show Randy Goodwin. Randy, how are you, brother?
Doing well. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, it's very kind of you, David.
Thank you. And we're going to get deep into this thing. By the way, I got to bring it up. Okay. You're in Portland, Oregon.
Say no more.
I know, but I know in chat right now, chat's lighting up like a Christmas tree. Portland, Oregon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you're a Christian. You're a Christian.
Yes, sir.
You battle demons. You're in demonic warfare, and you're in Portland, Oregon.
Right?
Here's my question. Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
I think there's demons there. I mean, I think you're actually seeing demonic stuff. But you and I haven't talked about this. What's your take on it?
Portland, Oregon. I grew up here. I lived here all my life. It used to be, you know, very, very, very peaceful place.
Yeah.
There was no protests, you know, maybe some hippie stuff once in a while, but right. there was no violent things. Now we have a house divided against itself.
Yeah.
You know, just like our whole nation is.
Right.
But Portland, Oregon, they display the riots, you know, they don't like the ICE people.
Right.
The federal government. They're just doing what they get paid to do. Right.
Yeah.
The employees of ICE.
Yeah.
They're just reporting for their daily job. And then they get all these protests and backlash.
Right. Right.
But you're right. There is a strong opposition. And as you know, it came in of course, because of the law of the immigration thing. So they target the places that are most easy to target. And
Randy, I need to ask you, there has to be fertile ground for these demons to come in and do what they're doing. I'm talking about Antifa, and I'm going to ask you in a minute if there's something behind that. Are they getting paid? But there's got to be fertile ground, because it doesn't happen in Alabama. It doesn't happen in Mississippi, Kentucky. Why Portland, Oregon?
The governor of Portland, that was, she has been in for three, four years, maybe longer. Okay. But she is total support of that movement and the Alphabet people.
Yeah.
Total 100% support in there, because she's a member. And the mayor was also. And so you've got already, allegiance to that opposition side that opposes these laws that have been, voted on.
Right.
So there's a violent divide.
Yeah. So that's how they got into it. But it's demonic. I mean, even gays and lesbians and transsexuals and all that, even they want to have things safe. I got friends that are come from that, the letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they go to me, David, I'm scared to death. I don't want to go there. I'm scared. They're human beings,
They are.
I think it's just a demonic force that comes into people that just wants to create this chaos and all of this nonsense. This Antifa, they say, is there. Is it? Do you see the people in the black mask? Are they paid, you think, this Antifa? Do you think?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's my own personal opinion that these people are paid. There was actually documentation that there was ads on Craigslist that they were bringing people in and paying them. And of course there's names that are up on high that wrote the checks that paid their wages just so they could show up in numbers and cause chaos.
So why aren't they, they can put a man on the moon, they can, AI and all this, but they can't come up with who's behind this with a couple of, interrogations and some phone calls. I don't know, Randy, this sounds a little weird to me that we haven't solved this problem yet.
Well, the Bible's really clear. Things are not supposed to get better.
Right, right.
It's supposed to get worse. I think we can't forget that.
Well,
but it's this kind of like this graph that kind of opposes each other like this.
Right.
The world's going down.
Right.
And so the force and the opposition for a true believer in Christ, it just gets harder and harder.
Right.
So are you going to fight, or are you just going to just go neutral and not fight?
Well, here's the thing, though. If you're fighting a spiritual battle, we have to understand, it doesn't mean that there's no flesh and blood battle, but we have to understand it all comes from higher up, from a spiritual point of view. And we have to keep that mindset, the mind of Christ mindset. And I'm going to paraphrase this, but the Bible says basically God's going to turn them over to their own evil, right? They're going to drown in it. They're going to become delusional to where they're not going to know what good is. They're not going to know right and wrong, right? And so you're right. It's just a sign of where we are. And, I want to give people good news. And they ask me, Dave, is this going to get any better? And I say, no, it's going to get worse. But
I agree.
You have the power of God in you. And therefore, greater is he who is in me than he who's in the world, which is, Satan. And so we're going to win this, Randy. And speaking of, that's a good segue into what we're really here for. I got to tell you, it's just, these people have lost their mind. They're lunatics.
Well, the God of this world, is on a mission.
Yeah.
And, whoever has the money or the gold makes the rules on planet Earth.
Right. Yeah, but it's like Hollywood. I've got a lot of friends there because I'm from there, and because I'm making this series Last Evangelist, and the reason I'm making it is to reach people that wouldn't go to church. But what happens in my business, my corner of the world, which is the entertainment business, people get so much notoriety, fame, and fortune and money that they literally lose their ability to think correctly. They don't see the world anymore as it really is. They almost think of themselves as untouchable little gods, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. And I think this is happening to everybody in all compartments, politics, even education, the church, you know, don't you think?
Very much so, 100%. This is 2025. This isn't like 2000 BC. You know, it's different. The entities have become a lot more knowledgeable because they have learned human behavior. Mm-hmm. They've learned how we think, how we act, how we process. Mm-hmm. So they take that and use it against us in their scriptures that, you know, we'll discuss here, mm-hmm. that confirm all this. And it just confirms everything that you're just talking about. You know, mm-hmm. it's really hard to find people now. I mean, just the average guy, average woman who isn't have split brain in their soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's quite the opposite. You know, it's like that.
Well, you're right. Well, and I tell people, folks, a lot of us are programmed. If don't look at someone as a program multiple or DID and think, poor soul, look in the mirror, because we have all been programmed to a certain point, especially the Christians think, you know, it's called have double-minded, and God doesn't like that. I'm going to get right into the heart of this thing. And one of the things I'm going to ask you about, satanic computer chip in us. Mm. Not everybody, but I want to get right to this satanic computer chip. Before I do, I need to ask you, we're going to start at the very beginning as if someone stumbled across this broadcast, Randy, and they don't know anything about anything. I want to ask you about satanic ritual abuse. Now, you mm-hmm. deal with victims of satanic ritual abuse that have been programmed, and you hone in on that. That's kind of your ministry, which is unlike a lot of other, we'll quote, deliverance ministers, if I may use that word loosely.
Correct. Yeah.
But what is satanic ritual abuse?
Well, usually these are people, you know, that are born into these families that perpetuate, honestly, the mission or what they wanted. They want to serve the God of this world. Yeah. And they just want to keep you just, you know, just looking a little bit away from the true Lord God and Father. They don't want you complete in your spirit, soul, and your body. They want you divided, just like you're talking about in the book of James. A house divided against itself cannot stand.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these are the people that are born into these families and intentionally, you know, do things to their children because it was done to them and it was done to them, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah. It's carried down. It's in the bloodline. Now, is it possible for someone not to be born into a family and they join a coven of, you know, 13 or whatever, and they get sucked into it that way? Is that a small percentage going that direction, or do you think it's in the bloodline and they're born into it?
There's something there. There's something in the line that perpetuates that provokes their interest.
Yeah.
Even if it's 10, 15, 20 years, you know, after they're born.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an entity in them that provokes that interest, you know. And here's if I can be so bold to say that most people that are drawn to deliverance, like every one of them, they're drawn to it because they're broken and they want to fix people because nobody's fixed them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And we got to, like you said, we got to take a step back and we got to get ourselves fixed and put back together.
Yes.
Forward.
Absolutely. What would you say the percentage is? I know that a lot of this is conjecture, but I'm trying to get an idea. One out of 100 people, What would it be? Would it be 1, 2, 5 people that have either been programmed or come from a bloodline of this programming?
Somebody that comes from a real SRA family that practices, you know, all the pain, the abuse, and all this. It's much lower. Okay. Maybe 5 out of 100. However, the other 95, in this is my own personal opinion, are actually born. They're born split up. You're born with this predisposition to not serve the true Lord God and Father.
Right.
And you're divided.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But how does that, you know, you wonder, how does God deal with that? If you're born into it, he must look at that as just like someone who is born from a mother with a cocaine or heroin addiction, they're prone to be addict. Do you think God has a special place in his heart for people that are born into it? It wasn't their fault, but they're into it. I mean, does he have a special forgiveness, you might say? Or?
Well, the grace of Jesus can go places that we can't go. We can't understand his grace and his mercy. You know, those who call upon the Lord will be saved. But what, you know, you got to, I always say this, and I like to emphasize this. If you want to serve the Lord, you really got to be serious. I mean, serious. And if you want to get cleaned out, you've got to be, oh man, you've got to be really serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
With yourself, for one.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. If you're not, you know,
yeah. So I think I hear you saying, and I agree with you. It's just like we're all born into brokenness.
Right.
Some of us are born into just abuse, you know, sexual and physical abuse. It's not about programming, though with enough intense pain, you can become split. That's a different thing. But or born into a family of addicts and so forth. So we all are born into this. So when someone has it in their bloodline, they're born into it. I know it runs deep. I know it's hard. But the same blood of Jesus, the same forgiveness, the same grace will bust that bloodline and save those people, just like it will others born into a broken system.
Yeah. God can do anything. You know, we can't limit him. And on the opposite end, I think we also need to keep in mind to never underestimate the deception of the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never. I mean, right. You can't do that because you're going to be deceived as soon as you do that.
Yeah. So, okay. So I'm going to ask you how you minister to these particular victims and what kind of patterns or symptoms tell you that they've been programmed. But before I do that, what are they programmed for? Give me a buffet of a menu of items that they're programmed for, the reason, the agenda behind it.
The number one goal is to serve the God of this world.
Okay.
And so the light of Lucifer sits on top of their soul. Okay. And that is their God.
Okay.
So like you want to break it down further. Yeah. They're going to break girls down to be beta slaves and to serve and be serviced out. You know, to upper-ups who got money and willing to pay for their services.
Right. Escorts in human trafficking, women sold. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. All that type of stuff. Right. And they're going to have the men, they're going to learn how to be handlers and get their own crew going and manage the handlers. And even like maybe in the military or even a higher level, they can get, you know, Delta programming within the males that they can bring up and go out and perform a certain task.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much, you know, what's going on, you know, in the men and the women.
Yeah. Well, they filter them into the military, into politics, into entertainment. I can tell you, I work with people that are big stars. I mean, a couple of them are dead now, but some of these people weren't there. You know, and they don't need to be a big star. And I question, are they really real? Well, I think they're real. I think that they were spit out into the entertainment industry from the bloodline that you're talking about.
Right.
So before I ask you how you minister to them and so forth, I want to go back to, you talked about the military. I want to ask you about Monarch programming. Does Monarch fit into this in any way?
Yeah. So I'm talking about a Monarch mind control slave.
Yeah.
And in a nutshell, how it's created, when the woman, and they're in a group, so there's like a coven, whatever you want to call it,
right?
And they're going to have a woman give birth to a child. They will give that womb of that woman over to the god of this world. And Exodus 34 talks about this. And when you give the womb over to the god of this world, it's a contradictory of when God was talking to Moses. God was saying, you know, I'm the god of the woman and the animals and the womb over each and all the offspring that comes out. Well, the devil perverts that scripture, and he wants to be the god of the offspring.
Okay. Now, is this when the woman is pregnant with the child? You say giving over the womb. She's got the baby in her.
Before it. Before she gets pregnant. That's correct.
Before she gets pregnant. How does that happen before she gets pregnant?
They'll do a ritual over the woman.
Okay.
And they'll invoke these entities in there.
Okay.
And they'll hermetically seal her womb.
Okay, so let's talk about that. This is a spiritual thing where they're planting a seed spiritually. It's not, yeah. There's no physical insertion or anything like that, right?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So they're preparing it in a spiritual sense, dark spirits.
That's correct.
And then Are you saying that sometimes they do an implant of the seed and that happens, or does the spirituality, dark spirits, the forces somehow create this pregnancy?
No, they will actually have men participate in depositing seed in her.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and they'll have many, many men. They'll have the father, grandfather, whoever's in that group.
Okay, gotcha.
They will all distribute seed within her.
Yeah, yeah.
This
happens more than we think. And these poor victims, these poor girls and guys, because they're taken over. In your ministry is so important to minister to these people specifically, Randy. So now I'm going to ask you, you minister to victims. When you see a victim and they come to you or you go to them or whatever, what are some of the patterns or the symptoms to let you know that they've been programmed like this or that they come from this bloodline?
Oh, that's a good question. Really good question. Well, for one thing, the eyes are the mirror of the soul.
Okay.
So first thing, I'm going to look in their eyes. And there's some signs to look for in their eyes. Right. And I can look at their behavior also. And I just want to listen to them for a minute. Just talk to me for a couple minutes and let's just chat. And I will ask them a couple questions. And it's going to either validate or not validate this if they were actually true. And you know what? Some of them, I get one every once in a while that is they're not an SRA survivor. They just want a counselor. They just want someone to listen to them.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's bad because, you know, everybody needs some help once in a while.
Right.
They might have had a bad childhood. Okay.
Yeah.
Things like this. And they just need a counselor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone to love on them, you know?
Right. Yeah. But maybe they were abused as a child, right? But not within this bloodline or had no culture about it. There was no agenda about it. Maybe they are split. Maybe they do have, but you're right. It's not exactly what it is you do. Now, I want to get back to the eyes. You look at the eyes. There's something that goes on with the eyes. Is there something any spiritual energy vibration they give out? Do you look at body language? Is there something specifically they say?
Well, I can just see it. I can see if that entity is looking at me.
Okay.
And there's also can be some physical characteristics within the eyes as well. There can be a ring around the pupil.
Okay.
There can be a star.
Okay.
On there, and these are just indicators where now it's manifesting physically. Okay. You know, within them. And those are some telltale tales that, you know.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, when we come back, I want to ask Randy. We're talking to Randy Goodwin. He's so courageous to come on the show and talk about this. I want to ask him about what happens to the victims ultimately. You know, it's like they just don't like dry up and blow away, right? If they're not healed, what happens? Do they ever make it to old age? You know, that's what I want to know. And also, too, we're going to be talking about this computer chip, a satanic computer chip I'm very interested in finding out. But I want to tell you guys first about the film festival, the Last Evangelist Film Festival, coming up November 14th and 15th. I'm so excited about this. Why? Because we're going to be praying over each and every submission. I want to honor people. We're going to have the red carpet of episode 3, The Blood of That Last Evangelist. You can submit your film. You can submit your music to Film Freeway. And we have a category for testimonies. You can just give a testimony on a phone. I'll be teaching film and acting there. Going to have it in Dayton, Ohio, and online. If you'd like to donate or get your tickets, you can click tickets or donate here. The winner is going to win Roku, be on Roku, Amazon, Apple TV through David Heavener TV. You know, we have our own platform, folks, DavidHeavener.tv. If you are not a member of DavidHeavener.tv, then you need to be, because this is where we're going to go underground with Randy in just a few minutes here. You just need to go to DavidHeavener.tv, sign up, and then we'll send you a link, a one-time link that you can, if you'll email me at admin@davidhebner.tv, I'll send you that link. And then, but from now on, you'll always get the link. And also, too, if you'd like to support the ministry, you can go to davidhebner.tv/give or call 844-806-0006. And you can go there for prayer also. But please become a member, davidhebner.tv, 1,200 shows. I have the Russ Dizdar tribute channel and much, much more. All right, what are we talking about? We're talking to Randy Goodwin. Randy devotes his life to victims of SRA that fall into the bloodline, meaning they're born into it, basically. And what he's told us is pretty valuable. I mean, some of the things he looks for. And I know Randy, you know, you're going, David, you're telling me to say things that can't even put into words. I understand that. I'm not, but what I'm trying to do is get the audience, get people closer into what you're dealing with so that when they encounter it, they either know how to handle it or they can send them to someone like you who could help these victims. So what happens to them? Let's take a girl. She's born into it. And she is a programmed, and she is now in human trafficking. There's kind of come a stage in her life. She's going to come 40, 50, 60. She's no longer going to be able to service people. What happens to people? Where do they go?
Usually at around 40 years old, it starts unraveling in the soul.
Right.
Okay. And that's when they can't make heads or tails of anything.
Right.
So usually around that age-ish is when they try to reach out and for someone to help.
Okay, gotcha.
And yeah, so when they get older, they've been dealing with this all their life. And there's one side that doesn't even know about the other side. They've never met.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And they'll have dreams unexplained dreams. They might have people visit them in their dreams that whom they used to know. And I call it people within the network. And they can actually, because they're still connected, so they can actually deposit information in them that can perpetuate it. But when they get older, they're no longer used, but yet they're still wound up.
They're still struggling. You know, Randy, I've done over 200 interviews. I counted them. That's a lot in 10 years. I've aired about 160 some odd. There was about 30 or 40 I couldn't air. I did my pre-show notes and I said, no, I can't do this for various reasons. One is I didn't believe them. But number two is it's too horrific. I just couldn't bring them on. You know, they weren't recovered. They were still going through it.
Oh, yeah. And
I just didn't want to put them through that, but they were hurting. So here's my point. I agree. And then most of them are older gals, past their 40s into their 50s, 60s, and even 70s.
Right.
And the ones that have not gotten deliverance, have not recovered, they are just so confused still and lost when you get deep into it. Now, if you're talking to them on the surface, they seem perfectly fine. But when you start diving into certain questions, which I do off the air, that all of a sudden, man, wires start getting disconnected and all kinds of crazy stuff comes on. So how do you deal with a person like that who is older? They still open for this programming because they're still depositing stuff into them. How do you deal with someone like that that's been into it for so many years?
Well, it's the way you get it out is no different, the approach, than somebody that's young. There's structures, I call it structures, that are constructed by the enemy within the soul and the body of the individual and worlds. And within these, that's where the enemy hides the programming and very deeply and very strategically. And if you don't approach it correctly, you can further debilitate the individual and make it hard.
Okay.
You know, harder to pull it out.
Yeah. So now you're talking about, I think you're talking about an actual computer program that's in a person. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah. All survivors are programmed.
Right.
Every one of them, you know, and within that, worlds are created within the soul.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do I mean by that? They could have a theme, a world where they might think about the Wizard of Oz, or they might think about, you know, just some cartoon of some kind.
Right.
Or I see castles, I see pyramids, I see a forest, I see a jungle. You know, I'm just giving you examples here.
Right.
And within that, in those themes, there's different layers upon that, but that's where the enemy hides strategically his programming that keeps all this stuff intact.
Okay. Let me pause just for 1 second. Are you saying like these visions people are seeing, like the Wizard of Oz, just as an example, are you saying that this is because they have something in them that's causing this program for them to see that?
That's correct. Those are programs.
Okay. How do they get in there? Is it a chip that goes in? A physical chip?
There's no physical chip. This is all done spiritually because the entity has been allowed to go in there and, get his roots in there. You know, remember we were talking about, you know, this is 2025.
Right.
This is not 2000 BC. Right. So the enemy has had thousands of years to learn our behavior, our brains, how we think, how we decide, and all this. And he just gets more technological and more advanced with time.
Right.
And that's all. But the recipe and the formula is still the same that was used in ancient Babylon. It's still used today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because through time, the enemy has discovered human behavior through beta test, just like the scamdemic we went through. That was a beta test. And as they gather this information, then they can roll out a higher level of warfare coming on here. Right. So
that's true.
Well, yeah. Okay, so now we've got this chip. It's spiritual, been implanted, which makes sense because now people are seeing things that they can't explain why they see them. They hear things they can't explain why. So now this program, spiritual program, let's use the Wizard of Oz as a example because you brought it up. Through that, is that a trigger that they used? Is that something, how did they use the Wizard of Oz through this program?
Well, in the any theme or, you know, like the Wizard of Oz or any other theme, we, you know, within that, you know, we're going to follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dorothy's going to click her heels. And there are, there's a good witch and there's a bad witch.
Right.
Okay. All these things mean something. I don't want to really go into strict, huge detail about all this, but all these things mean something. They all represent something because the God of this world, you know, implants all this in there. And that's what I mean. It's strategically hidden. And if we don't get in there and pull this stuff out, these people will never get free.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, I know, I know I'm talking stuff that you probably haven't heard of before, but
no, you're, what you're in is a different, I'm going to say, look at it like a mall, a store in a mall. This may not be a good analogy, but you're in a particular store. I've been in a different store, but it's the same. In other words, I deal with program multiples, people that have been programmed by a corporate structure or even individual, but they've been split through pain and all that. But you deal with something very specific, okay? And this is that computer code that's spiritually put into people. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, what's the first thing you do? Someone comes, you go, okay, yes, you are who it is that I think I can help. What's the first thing you do?
Well, I believe in the power of prayer.
Okay.
I believe in the written word of God. I believe that when the written word of God is spoken, that he truly does what he says he's going to do.
Okay.
So I have very specific prayers that we pray.
Okay.
And there's a layout that will bring us in to pull this stuff out. Now, there's seven layers to the mind.
Okay.
If we only go up to the first or second layer, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to pull this stuff out because it's way back, you know, in the, even the fourth and fifth, if sixth, and even the seventh layer is where it's, you know, hidden and nobody sees it back there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. So you pray. After you pray, what do you do after the prayer?
Okay. Well, we're going to pray a couple prayers, couple basic prayers, and then we're going to pray a couple strategic prayers. And then I'm going to ask the Lord to bring this stuff up. Okay. Where is it hidden? Where is this?
Okay.
And it's going to come up.
Okay. Now, are these demons all the time that's attached to these personalities or this programming? Is this always a demonic personality that's attached to this that's going to come up?
Well, the entities, of course, are the ones that keep it intact and enforce it and everything and all that. And I don't chase demons, you know. We don't chase demons.
That's not, Jesus never chased a demon. You need to deal with them and cast them out. And don't have a conversation with them either, I tell people.
I got nothing to talk about with them, you know.
Exactly. But the reason I ask is I want to make sure as we take this morsel by morsel, I want people to kind of understand, and that's why I'm kind of dissecting it.
Yeah.
You're saying it's the demonic force that does all this, controls all this. What I'm saying is if something comes up, is it a personality that comes up as you're, you know, praying with them?
We're going to go into that world.
Okay.
We're going to go into that theme. And within that theme, there's a structure within that theme. And we're going to remove the structure because there's strongholds and dominions within that structure that need to be removed. And there could be people that they know within that structure that have entities on them also that are holding that structure in place.
Okay, you lost me on that one.
Okay.
There's people inside of them or their personalities inside. Let's take a girl. She's, I don't know, 25 years old. Something's coming up. You've been praying with her and all of a sudden it's coming up. Is it a personality that's coming up? Does she take on another attitude, another?
No. So like within one of these worlds, okay, we're going to go into that world and we're going to find, a witch or witches.
Okay.
And we're going to usually see probably mom. We're going to probably see grandma. And within mom and grandma, those people hold entities on them.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. Within this theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got to keep going back to your world, which is this programming. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to call it a little movie in your head. Okay.
Right.
I get that. It's a character within the programming.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And every SRA survivor has this going on in their soul.
Now, is this even an SRA survivor that was not programmed through this from the womb or from the bloodline? Or, you're saying this is in everyone, even if they're someone that was programmed by a coven or even an individual, somehow this program lands in them by default?
Intentionally.
Okay.
Intentionally. No, it does.
Okay.
When that woman that was had seed deposited into her that they brought there,
yeah.
Now let's say she conceives an egg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're hoping a second one will drop.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And usually one is stronger than the other. One egg is stronger than the other.
Yeah.
Now, there's already entities that are on a mission within the womb, so that one egg will eat the other egg, and that makes the first murder within the womb.
Wow. Wow. Whoa. I want to talk about that on underground. There's some things we can't talk about or I won't be around any longer.
I'll bring it down a notch. All right.
No. It's okay. We're going to do it in underground. Underground okay. will be free. It's our own private platform, though we're on Roku and Amazon television, but I mean, still it's not, you know, it's weird how TV's not monitored now like social media is.
Oh, isn't it? Right.
Very strange. Okay, so I want to ask you, can repentance and renouncing these agreements play a big part of setting them free?
You know, prayer is always good. I'd okay. never say someone not to pray because even if it's a bad prayer, we're still praying. Okay.
Yeah, but intentionally renouncing, repenting, not just praying, but praying with intention.
Renouncing and repenting is not going to get this stuff out.
Okay. Just renounce it. Okay. It's okay. Gotcha. No. But that's part of it within the prayer. That is part of it.
It's part of it. You know, absolutely. It's kind of like step one.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. You know?
Okay.
And now, you know, I'd like to emphasize something if I could, David.
Yeah, sure.
Our attitude and our approach, you know, remember we talked about being serious.
Uh-huh.
You gotta be serious. If someone's serious, they can get cleaned out.
Yeah.
And if they're serious with repenting and all this, they're gonna have results.
Yeah.
They're gonna get results. You know, this isn't like a drive-through experience.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, you could how long would you meet with somebody? Like weeks, months, to see them transition out of this?
Right. That's a good question. You know, a lot of these people say, you know, I've been meeting with people for years and years and I just don't feel any better than I did 20 years ago.
Right.
Sometimes maybe a couple months, sometimes maybe, you know, a year or two maximum.
Oh, okay. And can the Holy Spirit delete this programming? Because, you know, God's power can do anything. I'm talking about the power of God. Like the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, she touched the garment of Jesus, and her blood was immediately healed. Now, that was a miracle. She had all the odds stacked against her. Could this be like the woman of blood, whereby she touches the garment of Jesus, the virtue goes out of him, and a person could be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit?
Usually no.
Okay. But you've never seen it.
I've never seen it. I'm not limiting the Lord, but a lot of this stuff, it's hidden and implanted in our own human soul, in our own psychological thinking.
Well, okay. I want to make sure that the audience understands. I think what you're not against the power and the workings of the Holy Spirit. That's not what you're saying, but you have just never really encountered it, though it can happen. It just, you haven't experienced it. I think though, you know, Randy, these deliverance, quote, deliverance ministers, most of them don't know what they're doing. They cause more harm than good because they advertise at 7 o'clock on Friday night. They're going to be at, you know, some church. They've invited every demon around. And it's not by that they mean anything bad about on it. It's just they don't know. But the thing is, if you had really someone that came along and understood the power of God and said, I command you in the name of Jesus, that can be possible. You haven't seen it, but it can be possible.
Anything's possible. You can't limit the Lord. We can't limit the Lord. And it's a, you know, if the person is extremely serious and everything is, you know, it's their time. Absolutely. God can do anything.
He
certainly can.
Yeah. What kind of supernatural manifestations have you seen during this cleansing process? I want to say deliverance, but this delivering, what kind of supernatural manifestations have you encountered?
I rarely see like a demon pop up and start cussing me out.
Okay.
I just don't, it just doesn't happen.
What do you see, like Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi pop? No, I'm just kidding. So what you're saying is you rarely see a dark force pop up.
Not and confront me.
Right.
Because I don't allow it.
Okay. So, but what do you see? What do they do? Is their body language different? What do they say?
Well, we can definitely see the structure. Okay. And we can see, you know, where it's built and how it's built. And we got this, you know, the light of Lucifer over here sitting on his throne and all that. Definitely. Yeah. We can see all that.
Right.
But do those ever pop up and, you know, tell me to jump in the lake? Nah, hardly ever. Once in a while, yes.
Do they ever try to hurt you, the people? Do they lose control and try to wreak havoc on you?
Well, I have had some incidences happen. I was at, my wife and I were at a restaurant one evening, and there was a guy sitting off to the side, and he was surrounded by, I don't know, about 10 people, right? And they're all just laughing and telling jokes, you know, and you can't help but look, right, when someone's laughing.
Right.
And so I look over there and something's not right. Something's not right. I look a little closer. The guy's wearing a purple cape. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. And which means Satan and Leviathan. And he was a warlock. Mm. So all of a sudden, the people just left. They just left. They just got up and just vanished and left the building.
Right.
He comes over and he starts talking to me. And his eyes were just lit, just going literally. They're moving just like that. And I go, look, if you want some help, I can help you get free of this, but you have to want it. Mm-hmm. Here's my card. Call me up. Well, that was my fault, because later that night, he appeared in my bedroom. Literally. And I go, oh, great. Okay, I gave him the card. That was a point of attachment.
He physically was in your bedroom.
He astral projected into my room. I could visually see him in the flesh.
Gotcha.
Standing right there.
Gotcha.
I mean, just like you and I are looking at each other right now. It was that clear.
Right.
And so I had to plead the blood of Jesus and get rid of it and repent of doing that. And so I've had lots of things like that happen. And I've had last year, I had a very pinpointed attack from a coven, because they always go after your money and your items. They came after me and tried to get some stuff because I was dealing with someone within their group.
Mm. Wow. Well, I want to bring up a scripture here, and I want to talk about this scripture a little bit. I want to talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. If you all have your Bibles, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 and 5. The weapons of warfare are not carnal. That's our weapon. They're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to obedience to Christ. Randy, there's a couple of things in here. Casting down imaginations, everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Strongholds. I don't know about you.
Everything we're talking about.
This is what we're talking about. People don't understand. When they read this scripture, they don't even know what it means unless they have the conversation you and I are having. I mean, listen, I come from a world of imagination. God imagined us. We're made in his image. That's what that means. He spoke us into existence from an image that he have. He imagined us, okay? So we have the same imagination. We can speak things, and they will come into existence. That's why a lot of people have terrible things in their lives, and some people have good things in their life. But the point is this, is that you can use your imagination to predict the future. I'm talking about like as a prophecy, like I do with Last Evangelist, and to talk, encourage people and to see things that are going to be of God according to scripture. Or you can use your imagination like Hollywood does, and it's very destructive. It promotes the devil's agenda. So what you're dealing with in these victims of the bloodline, correct me if I'm wrong, is they get into their imagination. They're putting this programming, this chip, spiritually into their ability to imagine that God gave them. Is that?
Yeah, we've got a direct Hollywood movie we can talk about when we go underground about exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, cool. Okay, good. Well, I'm excited about that. So, okay, we're going to go underground, but how do you, for the people that come to you, how many, 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10, actually get delivered? In other words, they leave on a different level in which they came in.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I would say probably 95%.
95, okay. Absolutely. Do they ever slip back into it?
Usually, you know, I don't hear from them. You know, I'll meet with them for a couple months, and once in a while, they'll send me a note back and give me a status report.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. I love that.
Yeah,
this is great.
I was with a gal the other day. She's kind of a known podcaster, and she came up to me and said, "David, I just got to tell you something." She's not in my space. She podcasts on politics, right?
Okay.
People would know who she was. And she said, "I just got to tell you something. I've watched some of your shows." She goes, "I'm starting to understand a little bit." She goes, "I want to tell you, I hear voices, and I've been hearing them since I was young, you know." I asked her, I said, "Well, are there things, do you miss time? Is there missing times?" we didn't have time to get into it. She had to go.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this is prevalent. This is a lot more prevalent. It's around a lot more than what we are even aware, don't you think?
Very much. And I, like I said, I think it's flip-flopped. I think it's hard to find somebody now who doesn't have, you know, pieces or parts of their soul in different places. It's just where we are in time.
Yeah, it's where we are. And that's why it's so important now to understand these things and to be cleansed and utilize our mind of Christ. Understand we have the mind of God, but Satan attacks this mind, doesn't it? And he attacks it. Oh, and I want to bring up one other thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think we're on the same page, but body, soul, mind, and spirit. You've got your mind, which is connected to your soul, which is your emotion. That's how they operate, you know, to get to the spirit, because they want the spirit, right? So a lot of people, it's a misconception that the soul is the spirit. That's what soul is, it's the imagination. It's the emotion. It's the, that, okay, good. I'm glad we,
that. It's our mind, will, and emotions.
Yeah, it is. It's
the mind. Basically.
Yeah. It, to get to the spirit, because what they want is they want eternal condemnation. They want to own that spirit, right?
They do. 100% they do.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask when we go underground, can a Christian, don't answer it now, but can a Christian be a victim of this? You can be a Christian, but you have not been healed. You haven't come into a deliverance. Randy, thank you so much. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to go underground in just a few minutes. How can people get in touch with you?
RandyGoodwin.org.
RandyGoodwin.org.
Yes, sir.
Or they can go to Portland, Oregon and meet up with you. It's some war-torn coffee shop there in Oregon.
That's the place.
Well, listen, I'm praying for you, brother, but it ain't because of the work you're doing. I'm praying for you because you live in Portland, Oregon.
So. Right? Right,
I think you got a bunch of those demons we've been talking about with this mad, with this chip inside their head. They're probably a lot of them are living up there. All right, Randy, I'll see you in a few minutes. God bless you.
God bless you,
Randy Goodwin, everybody. And he's got a great ministry. I want you to go with me underground, would you? Because I'm going to talk about a lot more stuff. I got notes here. I can't ask him these questions. Can't do it. But if you want to see Last Evangelist, episode 1 and 2, go to davidhebner.tv, sign up. If you'd like to have our merchandise, cups, t-shirts, whatever, you can do that. All you have to do is just, you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999, call 844-806-0006, or go to davidhebner.tv/order. Okay. So don't forget about the film festival, Last Evangelist, festival.com and ursa.org.com. Be with us there. Then also too, we're going to be with you this Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, I'll see you underground in just a few minutes. Now, remember, you never really live till you found someone worth dying for. And that's Christ Jesus. I love you guys. God bless you. We have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy,
and the alien demon connection with L.A. Marzulli.
So I want you to text the word CHOSEN to 91999, the word CHOSEN to 91999, and get the End Times Investigation DVD. Hey everybody, I am honored and blessed not to have just one new book out, but 2 new books. That's right, 2 new books. The first one is End Times Investigation. I deal with Hollywood mind control. I deal with demon portals, the alien demon connection, astral projection, program multiples, satanic ritual abuse, and much, much more. The things that I talk about in Last Evangelist and on my shows, all my interviews I do, it's right here in this book, especially my life story. Also, True Power, how to access your true power in these last days. Okay, it's a war manual for God's children.
We need to learn the enemy's tactics and how to battle the enemy in these last days. Pick up a copy of this book. Just text the word CHOSEN to 91999, or you can go to davidhebner.tv/order, or you can simply call 844-806-0006.